USA Radio News with Wendy King.
Democrats say the new proposal from the president is a non-starter. President Trump has made a new offer to end the 29-day-old government shutdown. He said in an effort to break the logjam, he's offering Democrats
3 years of legislative relief for 700,000 DACA recipients brought here unlawfully by their parents at a young age.
That, plus a 3-year extension of status for those here from disaster-stricken countries. The president calls it a common-sense compromise, but Democrats quickly rejected the idea. Mr. Trump says Senate leader Mitch McConnell will put the package on the Senate floor this coming week. In his White House address, the president now says his wall would be a steel barrier and not continuous. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Tis the season for New Year's resolutions. Make this the year you achieve your goals to lose weight. Take Calitrin and see the inches and pounds come off. It's proven for results and proven for safety. Just listen to what people are saying about it.
Hi, this is Betty. I honestly lost more inches than I did weight, but it really showed. Everybody noticed. And I recommend Calitrin to all my friends when they have a problem with weight.
I'm Bob from Lancaster. I lost from 233 to 186. I'm holding my weight good. I feel good. I sleep better. I highly recommend it.
Hi, this is Christy from Austin, Texas. I first heard about Calitrin. I decided I was going to give it a shot. And since I have dropped 2 pant sizes and I'm seeing the loss of about 5 pounds so far, I can only imagine how I'm going to look when I get back home.
See why Calitrin is America's number one choice for healthy weight loss at TopLoss.com. That's TopLoss.com.
President Trump and North Korean leader Kim Jong-un are planning another summit next month. Korean expert at Tufts University Soon Yoon Lee says the North is still a nuclear threat.
North Korea has continued to build the bomb. North Korea continues to enrich uranium. North Korea continues to produce ballistic missiles, while it has made only token gestures by releasing 3 U.S. detainees who never should have been detained in the first place, by shutting down an old, exhausted testing site that it doesn't need any longer.
A major winter storm forecast to drop lots of snow in the Northeast this weekend. The National Weather Service has issued winter storm warnings. New York Governor Andrew Cuomo is urging people to take them seriously.
It is a major storm. It's nothing to be trifled with. We're talking about potential snowfall of 11 to 15 inches.
This is USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
The Carnival Cruise jumper is speaking out about his actions. USA's Tim Berg reports.
A passenger who jumped from the 11th floor balcony of a ship ended up being kicked off the cruise line forever. Royal Caribbean Cruise Line says Nick Native of Vancouver, Washington, is no longer welcome on any of their cruises. He tells ABC's Good Morning America the reason he jumped.
I just thought it'd be cool to just jump off the ship. All my friends cheered me on, and it just happened so quick.
Native continues.
6 or 7 hours after, I was in quite a bit of pain, and it took about 3 days for that pain to go away.
Native's buddies who egged him on were also banned for life from any Royal Caribbean cruises as well. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.
A U.S. senator calls for a slower withdrawal from Syria. More from USA's Rick Vincent.
After lengthy meetings with the Turkish president, Senator Lindsey Graham called on Saturday for a slower, smarter withdrawal of American troops from Syria to avoid setting off a broader war and a nightmare for Turkey.
If we don't think this through, this is going to be a rock on steroids. If we get it right, we can begin to stabilize northeastern Syria.
Graham's trip to Turkey came after an aborted visit by the White House National Security Advisor, John Bolton, who left the country without meeting with the Turkish president. Infuriated by comments Mr. Bolton had made in Israel that Turkey would be forced to ensure that Kurdish forces were protected, he canceled a proposed meeting.
For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.